My presentation will cover a range of things, but there will be a bit of background from the 2009-10 financial year, how we have performed against the budget. I'll also look at the 2010-11 financial year, how we project to perform against the budget, and what processes have we implemented to prevent some of the debts that were incurred in those two financial years. I'll also do a comparison of the budget allocation for the past 3 years, including the current, the 2011-12 financial year. We'll also look at the MTEF period, what were the proposals that we submitted to National Treasury and what was accepted and not accepted. We'll also zoom into the budget, not in that much detail, but just high level to see the program, what are the allocation in terms of program and economic classification. We'll also look at the revenue collection and what we estimate to collect during the MTEF period. And then we'll look at the way forward. Okay, this is just an outline of the programs. The members will remember that the programs have changed from the past years. We had 4 programs, and now we only have 3 programs. The program that fell off was the transfers and subsidies. That transfers and subsidies is now part of Program 2, Citizens to Citizen Affairs. So this is how the programs look like, and this is how our budget is looking like for the MTEF period starting 2011-12. Okay. The reason why we've included 2009-10, you will see when I go down to the presentation why we've included this, and I just wanted to mention that the next few slides I will be talking about the 4 programs, not the 3 programs, and that's purely for comparison purposes instead of looking at. Because the current year, which is 2010-11, we still had 4 programs, not 3 programs. If you look at this spreadsheet, it just says to you, in the 2009-10 financial year, final appropriation, the money that was given to us, was 5.2 billion. Out of those 5.2 billion, we spent 5.195 billion, which was 98.7%, and you can see the split between the different programs. Like for program 1, which is administration, we spent more by 17%. Services to citizens, we spent 100%. Immigration services, we spent 82%. Transfers to agencies, we spent 100%. The next two slides are very important because it's building to the 2010-11 analysis of how we are spending against our budget. In the 2009-10 financial year, you remember I said that we spent 98% of our budget. In rand value, the 2% is equivalent to 68,375 million. Out of that 68 million, 56,704 million, which was our under expenditure, was rolled over to the 2010-11 financial year. This was specifically for the movement control system, which was approved by the National Treasury. It is important to mention the fact that government records transaction in terms of cash basis of accounting. Actually, they call it modified cash basis of accounting. This is where you've got a mixture of cash, meaning you record transaction as and when you pay, not as and when you incur. So when you receive the goods, there's nothing that you do on the system to say, I'm going to be paying, for instance, 20,000 for this computer. You wait until you pay to record the transaction. What happens at the end of each financial year, if you haven't spent the money, you return that money to National Treasury. They call that surrenders to the National Revenue Fund. The difficulty that we found ourselves in was that we had debt in the 2009-10 financial year. We had accruals to the value of 533 million. What it means is that this transaction, we've received the goods, all the services have been rendered. However, payments have not been made for that amount at the end of the financial year, of that financial year. The risk of this is that your budget for the following year, it's already reduced by that amount, by this accrual. At the same time, we did realize that the 533, when we were doing our budget for 2010-11, it was not catered for. In the next slide, I'll mention what the 523, the breakdown of the 523, and how we are clearing it. The other important information to note is that as DHA, we operate abroad in the foreign missions, and these foreign missions are headed by DERCO. Somebody who is appointed, the ambassadors who are under DERCO. As a result of this, we've entered into an agreement with DERCO, who collects the revenue on our behalf. The repatriation that was mentioned by honorable member, what we are doing with that money, DERCO collects that money on our behalf. At the same time, because we would have deployed staff to those foreign missions, they also pay the allowances, accommodation, and other operating expenditures on a recoverable basis. This means that they pay and they claim from us. You will see why we are mentioning this in the next slide. Okay. At 31 March 2010, DHA, or the department, owed DERCO approximately 709 million, of which 459 of the 709 related to the vote, to the money that's appropriated to us from Treasury, and the rest was for repatriation deposits. This represented debt for the past 5 years. You will remember I spoke of the 533, and then now you are seeing we've got the 533 that we owed other suppliers, and included there was a 266 million specifically for DERCO. At the same time, DECO, because they collect revenue on our behalf, at the end of 2009-10 financial year, they were owing us, meaning DHA, 895 million. Both these amounts, you will be able to see them in the 2009-10 financial year annual report, because they were disclosed there. These amounts, specifically both the expenditure and the revenue, they have not been included in what we have paid or what we have received from DERCO. And it means that we owe each other money. We owed DECO 709, they owed us 895. The 895 is you should note that it also relates to the majority of this money relate to the repatriation deposits. And the rest should be surrendered to the National Revenue Fund, because the departments collect money on behalf of the National Revenue Fund so that it can be appropriated following due process. So at the end of the day, it means that Deco owed us more or less 195 million if we had to knock off the two amounts. But we cannot do that because the revenue belongs to the National Revenue Fund. It's not our money. In the past, the department received qualified audit opinion from the Auditor General over these two issues, the revenue and the expenditure. And it was mainly that we cannot be paying we cannot be paying DELCO if we haven't received supporting documentation from DELCO. We can only pay once we receive the supporting documentation. And I think that's the reason why the debt has grown so much to almost a billion rand. So we engaged the National Treasury in this financial year, in the 2010-11 financial year, to say how do we resolve the 533 that hasn't been budgeted for and the 709 that we still need to pay DELCO. During December, we received a letter from National Treasury agreeing that the department can pay all its debts that it's got in their financial in its financial statement for the year ending 31 March 2010, and we should do this before the end of the financial year of the 2010-11 financial year. And we also consulted the Auditor General, and they concurred, but they also emphasized that we cannot clear this debt unless if we've got supporting documents. And this was specifically for the DELCO debt, because the other debts, we do have invoices from the suppliers. It's just that the invoices were not paid at 31 March 2010. What did we do when we got that letter from Treasury? We then went into an exercise to process those debts. And this is resulting in we are projecting, because the year hasn't ended, we are projecting that out of the 5.8 billion that has been appropriated to the department, we will be overspending by 732 million. And I'll show in the next slide why the 732 million. Okay. As you remember, in the first few slides, I spoke of the DECO accounts and the debt that we had. So the overspending of the 732 million is due to the settlement of the debt, including the payments that we'll be making to DECO, or what we've already made to DELCO. So after the approval from the National Treasury and consultation with the AGSA, we paid all the debts, or we settled all the debts except for the DECO account. Currently, we are left with approximately 65 million that we still need to pay to DECO.
CFO, I'm sure I'm going to interrupt you a bit, because we are busy with the last financial. Whatever.
Yes.
Yeah. Could we maybe leave that when you come to do the report
on
the budget and concentrate on the new one, the future one?
Okay.
Okay. Which is it on page, from page 10 or 11?
Page
11.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, we can do that.
Yeah, I'm sorry to do that.
Okay.
Because time is very much against us. Over to you.
Okay. If we start from page 11, in this slide we are showing the committee how what is appropriated to us in terms of 2011-12 per SCOWA classification or economic classification. So for compensation of employees, we've been given 2.2 billion. Which equates to 40% of the overall budget. For goods and services, 2.2 billion, which also equates to 40% of the budget. The transfers and subsidies, it's almost a billion, but then it's divided into two, where we've got the transfers of subsidy in terms of what we transfer to our provincial offices and the leave gratuity, and what we transfer to our the agencies that report to our minister. So overall, we've been appropriated 5.4 billion. Okay. We just wanted to look into to zoom into the goods and services budget and say what is included in there. 548 million, it's for WMI online settlement. We've got for IT projects 104 million. We've got special projects, which is the advanced processing, passenger processing, 50 million. We've got for office accommodation, which include the leases and the municipal charges, 304 million. And the other, the rest of the funds left is for operating costs for 1.2 billion. Okay. If you look, I'll just go straight to page four, to page 15, which shows how additional what we've requested from Treasury and how much has been allocated to us. If you you will see that we've been allocated for 2011-12, we've been allocated extra money, 176 out of the proposals that we submitted, and this was mainly for the IEC, and it was mainly for IEC and the municipal charges. Okay. And the next slide is just comparing the 3 years, the MTEF period, and just to show the committee the growth, the decrease or the increase in what has been appropriated to us. So we've been given 5.4 in the next financial year. In the next financial year, we've been given 5.2 billion, which is a reduction of 3.9%, and that's mainly because of there won't be elections in 2012-13. Therefore, there's a bit of reduction in the allocation, and in the 2013-14, we've been given more by 11% from 2012-13. And then we are just doing a comparison. The next slide is just doing a comparison between 2010-11 and 2011-12, how much in terms of the different programs will increase or decrease. You will see for administration, it has been increased by 11%, and for services to citizen, it has been increased by 42.9%, and immigration decreased by 54.6%, and transfers to agencies also decreased by 37.5%, and I've already mentioned the reason of the election. In terms of economic classification, for composition of employees, it has increased to 2.2 billion, and that's mainly because we're going to have additional posts that the DG has already mentioned. Goods and services also has increased by 3.6%. And if you look at transfers and subsidies, decreased, and we've already mentioned why. And in terms of payment for capital assets, also it has decreased because we do have the capital assets that we require. Okay. In terms of revenue, we are maybe I can skip this because it's just showing the past 3 years, how we've been collecting the revenue and the projection for 2010-11. The next slide is the estimated revenue collection for the next MTEF period. We'll be collecting a total of 482 million for 2011-12, and then for 2012-13, 506 million, for 2013-14, 557 million. The DG has already mentioned the fact that we'll be establishing a trading entity. We've agreed with National Treasury because there are processes that need to be implemented to establish this trading activity, it will be operational by the 1st of July. However, from 1st of April, we've been given approval to retain the revenue collected for passports. And I just mentioned the fact that we will be introducing the rest of the revenue generating services from 2011, from 2012-13. From the presentation, you would have seen what we were talking about, the financial management within the department, and this is just how we are improving the financial management in line with the fact that we want to get into a clean report by 2012-13. So we have appointed directors, financial administration, and state accountants in the provincial offices. You remember the DG mentioned that we are decentralizing the procurement and payment function. This will also help us in paying our suppliers within 30 days as required by the treasury regulations. And it's also important to know that our big adjudication committee, loss control committee, and the information services committee, they are functioning well. This will help in reducing the irregular expenditure, the fruitless and wasteful expenditure. In clearing the audit issue for us to achieve the unqualified audit report, we are in a process of compiling the asset register so that it's ready for the auditors when they come. And we've implemented controls to make sure that we do have supporting documentation for the revenue that's collected and the expenditure relating to DECO going forward. Also, within the Chief Financial Office, we've established a section for record management so that when the auditors come in, they do find the records that they require. That's basically what I had for the budget.
Thank you, CFO. I hope next time we'll be getting unqualified report? It seems we are slowly getting there. Thank you very much for your input. Honourable Member, it's time for questions. And two questions per member, not more than that. Or one. It seems we do not have questions with regard to the CFO. Thank you very much for your presentation. I'm sure you will be getting a lot of questions when we come to do the report. Thank you very much, DG. We will now invite the Government Printing Works to come and make their presentation. You are allowed, of course, to leave if you so wish.